Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Tony with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the former West End Police Station will undergo works to upgrade and refurbish the facility to provide a range of community services. Recently leased to Mica Projects, the community hub is set to be a valuable resource for Queenslanders in need in West End and its surrounding areas. The new hub is expected to be opened by the end of the year.
The state government has been pressured by a domestic violence victim's family to stamp out police-led investigations following a coroner report which found systematic failures by the police. According to an inquest, the victim had interactions with 16 police officers in the 2 weeks leading up to her murder and received poor responses from numerous officers. The Commission of Inquiry into Police Responses to Domestic Violence last year unearthed evidence of racism, sexism, and failures of duty within the Queensland Police Force. Experts have warned that reports of domestic violence are not isolated instances, but instead linked to broader attitudes, including partner control and masculinity conventions.
A warning for listeners that this next story mentions sexual violence. In national news, a study by Monash University has found sexual violence has become normalized in Melbourne's clubs and music venues. Recommendations in the report to tackle the issues include bystander training for security staff and excluding venues from government funding if they do not meet gender diversity, inclusion, and equity criteria. Lead researcher Dr. Andrea Jean Baker says those willing to speak came from a place of privilege rather than marginalization. Studies have also linked sexual violence to education surrounding consent. If you or anyone you know requires support, do not hesitate to call the Sexual Assault Helpline on 1-800-010-120.
In a speech expected to be delivered today at the National Press Club, Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney will name four priorities for the proposed Voice to Parliament. It comes in wake of the recent polls showing diminished support for the yes vote. Minister Burney will seek to ask The Voice to consider priority areas of health, education, jobs and housing. With no official set date for the referendum, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has flagged it to be either October, November or December this year.
In international news, 10 people have been killed in 3 mass shootings ahead of America's 4th of July holiday. The first occurred on Monday evening in Philadelphia, where 5 were killed and 2 wounded, including a 5 and 13-year-old boy. Another separate shooting occurred at a neighborhood party in Baltimore on Monday, leaving 2 dead and 28 injured. And another followed a local festival in Fort Worth yesterday, which killed 3 and wounded 8.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with winds blowing from the west. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.